After No Child Left Behind ended, President Obama signed into law new education policy for grades K through 12 called the Every Student Succeeds Act, known as ESSA. Every state educational agency had to submit ESSA plans for approval to the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and she was less than happy about what she saw. And at last year's meeting of the Council of Chief State School Officers, attended by all of the nation's top school officials, she told them so. Yesterday, she again spoke at that meeting, and Allison Klein from Education Week joins us now to talk about her message this time around. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So last year, as we mentioned, DeVos sort of ruffled some feathers about at this state school's chief meeting. What did she say this time around?
So this time around, she was a lot nicer. Last time, she talked about how state plans for the Every Student Succeeds Act were really just the bare minimum and weren't solving the problems in schools. She actually said that, you know, in some states, students were stepping over rats in the school buildings, and she said the plans didn't do anything to address that, crumbling school facilities, things like that. Mm-hmm. This time, she really made it clear that her message is that she wants to work with states. She talked a little bit about her budget proposal to expand school choice, and she did talk a little bit about the process that states can go through to make changes to their plans, and that did do a bit to encourage innovation, but it was a much gentler tone this time around.
Right. Last time you're in your coverage, you called it got awkward, I think was the phrase that you used.
Yeah.
What kind
it
of
did.
Reaction
it
are you
awkward.
Right. So what kind of reaction are you hearing right now from the state schools chiefs who kind of gathered to hear her this time give a different tone?
So I think they're pretty relieved, honestly. They said yesterday, a few of them told me that it was a very productive discussion. They all said that I would have a pretty boring story to write, and they sounded relieved about that. So it was a much more collaborative, collegial feel to this year's meeting.
Yeah. So yesterday she also mentioned these alternate assessment tests for states, which we've been talking about here in Arizona, and we'll talk about more next hour on our show, because here in Arizona, the U.S. Department of Education denied our plan to offer choices for assessment testing to put our federal funding for schools at risk. It's a lot of federal funding, in fact. So what's the difference here? What is she talking about?
So this is going to get complicated and kind of in the weeds, but I'll try to walk folks through it. Basically, the Every Student Succeeds Act allowed for new flexibility and innovation, but it didn't go hog wild. States still have to test students in reading and math every year between grades 3 through 8 and once in high school. What states can do and what Arizona has been trying to do is they can, in high school, offer students the choice of a nationally recognized college entrance exam like the ACT or the SAT in place of the state test. But in order to do that, there are certain steps that states have to take. They have to make sure that the ACT and the SAT are what's called comparable, meaning that the results can kind of be compared in a technical way to the state exam. And they have to make sure that there are accommodations made for students in special education and English language learners so that the test can really capture what they know and are able to do.
So Arizona's plan didn't qualify, didn't do these things?
Yes, according to the department, it did not.
Okay. So going forward, in terms of her message today and sort of some of the education funding questions that are on the table, there have been budget items unveiled by the Trump administration that have proposed some cuts to education. What's her message in terms of where the department is going and where schools in America are going forward?
Well, her message yesterday and in general is similar to her message kind of all along. She wants to see a much leaner Department of Education, and she'd really like to see a big expansion of school choice, which actually is something that Arizona has embraced. She has proposed a $5 billion program that would offer tax credits, essentially, to individuals and corporations to help states pay for scholarships to private schools. That money could also be used for after-school programs, to allow high school students to take college courses for early childhood. States would have a big range of things that they could do with that. Kind of hard to tell at this point how many states would be interested in taking her up on that, and it seems really unlikely that bill is going to make it through Congress.
All right. That is Allison Klein with Education Week. Thank you for joining us, Allison.
Thanks for having me.